Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's organization has been helping entrepreneurs in our state grow their new businesses through grant money, investment money, and many other resources. Now they are adding to that list with a new summit that will provide a collaborative environment where client companies and the entrepreneurial community can network, discuss ideas, and share experiences. Bob Quinn is Executive Director of SCRA, host of the upcoming SC Launch Summit. Today he's in our studio. Bob, welcome back.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be back with you.
Just in case we have a listener who doesn't know what SCRA is, a quick overview.
Sure. SCRA was established in 1983 by the General Assembly. We're a public nonprofit corporation that provides support to the early stage technology-based company community by providing mentoring, grants, and investments. We also support the academic community by helping them to advance their research as well as commercialize that research. And then we create linkages between innovators and industry to help solve their thorniest problems.
And I understand the upcoming summit that I mentioned is an inaugural event.
Yeah, indeed. We've been wanting to do this for a while. And so on May the 9th at the USC Alumni Center, we'll have this inaugural summit. The idea is to foster collaboration, to encourage networking, and promote the exchange of ideas. It'll be a venue for primarily members of the SC Launch community, but others are invited as well, those that might have an interest in innovation and economic development. And the purpose is to learn from each other and to network. We'll have panels of experts discussing how to overcome many of the common challenges faced by entrepreneurs, including the big one, availability of funding, but as well as operational issues such as legal, sales and marketing, etc. Our keynote speaker is Earl Hewlett, who is the CEO of TerraSentia, which is a highly successful SC Launch company headquartered in Ladson. Another noteworthy speaker is Nick Glover, who's the CEO of PEC 360. He's also the co-founder of WebMD. We'll be presenting our first ever SC Launch Company of the Year Award, recognizing a company which has made significant contributions to the state innovation economy. The event is free of charge.
I should probably also mention that I am part of Voterheads, which is an SC Launch company, as a matter of full disclosure. Also, the funding for SCRA, where does that come from?
A variety of sources, but the primary source is what's called the Industry Partnership Fund. This was established by the General Assembly back in 2006. So contributors to the fund receive a 100% credit on their state tax obligation. The current annual limit from all contributors is $6 million. This year, that limit was hit in a matter of just a handful of minutes. So because of that pent-up demand and because of the tremendous return on investment realized through the use of those funds, a number of co-sponsors, including Senator Leatherman, Setzler, Campbell, and Williams, introduced a bill earlier this year to increase that total annual limit to $12 million. The bill is working its way through the legislature, and we are hopeful that it can make it through before the end of the session.
Have you run into any opposition to this legislation?
Actually, no. The total economic impact from SC Launch in FY16 exceeded $335 million. That's quite a return on investment from a $6 million tax credit. We've made over the years approximately $25 million in investments. That led to follow-on investments from other sources like angel investors and VCs totaling $600 million.
Now let's assume that this makes it all the way through, legislation becomes law, and your funding limits are increased. What will you do with the money?
We will expand the number of investments and grants that we provide through our SC Launch program. But in addition, in December, I executed a strategic cooperation agreement with the presidents of USC, Clemson, and MUSC. We will support not only those three universities, but all academic institutions throughout the state. We are now off and running in that effort, and so we'll be funding grants, research programs, all leading towards the creation of centers of excellence within the state of South Carolina.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for the update and stopping by our studio today.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Bob Quinn is Executive Director of SCRA, host of the upcoming SC Launch Summit. We will have a link to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.